We've been building it for 5 to 6 years, different iterations, and it's a fantastic way of producing things. It achieves this goal of better production, lower cost, but people are afraid to invest in something unless it really affects their bottom line. They don't care about sustainability, honestly. If they do, it's a PR move in the larger industry. Unfortunately, even some of the companies that really, really are making efforts, they have to make those efforts with that bottom line in mind. So you really have to come to them with a better solution for something they're already doing or for something they're trying to find a solution for, not just tell them that you can do it kind of okay, but it's more sustainable. They don't want that. They don't want to lose quality. They don't want to lose customers over the fact that they've just switched to a more eco-friendly solution.
How does it work? What problem will Creo address?
We all know that the carbon impact of humans, for one thing, is huge. A very big percentage of that is actually agriculture, so just providing ourselves with the food that we need to survive. On top of that, we have a rapidly growing population. Agriculture takes up a lot of land. It emits a lot of other things like nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, things that leach into the environment and cause other environmental issues. So what we are attempting to do is basically replace a portion of current agricultural methods with a more effective, more efficient, more compact, and less negatively impactful technology. We've combined some things like nuclear physics, actually the physics of nuclear reactors, which is really interesting stuff, with photosynthetic technologies and some rapidly advancing technologies and things like advanced manufacturing, automation, commercial lighting, that kind of thing. Put them all together and we've managed to come up with kind of a solution that allows us to grow the equivalent of what's currently produced on about as much land as it would take as all of India. And we can reduce that in our modular, stackable little bioreactors, producing a similar biomass using algae instead on something the size of the state of Rhode Island.
How do we encourage people to think more about the environment and less about their wallet?
I feel like this is one of those things, it's got to become just a climate and a social system of understanding it. And there can't be any conflict in the data. You've got to be able to show people, here's what's actually happening, here's what the cause is. Don't let them read into it too much in that, I guess. Let it be just data for what it is. Don't politicize it. And let people understand what the impact of their actions really is.
What are the benefits of working with other people, with other scientists, but also working with people who will be using the product and who will be benefiting from it?
We can't do any of this on our own. The technologies that we used in our project, for instance, we've combined nuclear technology and ideas with photosynthetic technology and ideas. The lights that we use, you know, we use LEDs, as many people who grow do, and those are rapidly advancing. We're not advancing them. You know, we don't know how to design LEDs, but someone else is doing that, and as they do it, we're able to ride their coattails and use the new technology. That applies across pretty much everything that goes into our reactors, actually. And then in terms of collaborating with other groups like this, there's no one solution. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things. We all know that there isn't a single solution to the problems that face us. It's going to take both the advancing of new technologies like these and also the willingness of people to change their mindset, to accept that they're going to have to do things a little differently, or that there may be better solutions than the current, you know, rut that they're stuck in. So I think the collaboration aspect of it, it's very important, not just for building the thing itself, but for actually putting it into action and getting people interested in using it. Similarly, our bioreactors, we don't want them to have to be operated by PhDs. You know, we don't want to have specialized high-level training for this. These should be things that someone with a farming background could put on their farm and, you know, with a little bit of instruction, operate just like a tractor or some other piece of farming equipment. We want it to be very easy for people to adopt, inexpensive, cost-effective, and producing products that are actually useful and can be, you know, bringing in money for that farm or that community.